Allison from Overland Park says small, not a lot of tables, that's a big deal.
You've had to put a little thought and planning into getting there. If you're at this small, intimate restaurant that, you know, you had to think about in advance and somebody had to plan for you to get a reservation.
So if you could tell Josh, here's where I want to go for Valentine's Day, where would you go?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, let's get it on the right.
This is a really hard question. I mean, El Centro is not a bad choice because I love Italian.
You know, pasta must be really romantic. Because it just kept coming up.
Cinzetti's. Yeah. All you can eat Italian.
Is that where you're going on Friday night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I guess.
Evan and Elise from Raymore say that the ambiance of a place has to be right too, and you need to be able to talk to each other.
You do not want to insert yourself into their date night, into their romance.
Keith Goldman agrees.
And that's where I think things can go wrong when a server is trying to be too much a part of their romantic meal.
Keith manages the restaurant at 1900 and says Valentine's Day can be challenging because you have so many tables of two and you have to make every experience as intimate as possible.
You just want to have everything they need essentially before they ask for it.
He says there's one time when you do get more involved in their evening, and it's when someone's about to pop the question.
You certainly would be asked to, you know, bring rings or know that it's coming or have champagne at the right time, you know, all of those kind of things. So yes, you are definitely involved in their proposal.
He says he's never seen a proposal go south, but in a day and age of smartphones, it can be challenging to remain incognito when you've been asked to linger and record the moment for posterity. So what do you think is the best place in town for a romantic dinner? Text and tell us at 22980. EJ Becker, News 98.1, KMBZ.